We are now at the third Sunday of Advent. This is also referred to as Gaudete Sunday. Now, Advent actually started out originally as being a six-week fast. It was often referred to, it started on the day of St. Martin's and sometimes was referred to as St. Martin's Lent. And in the olden days, Advent was more of a time of fasting. So you wouldn't be eating any eggs or milk or cream. You know, it'd been really a strict diet. You wouldn't have been eating any meat. But on this Sunday, the second to the last one at the end of Advent was this day of celebration. Sometimes it was referred to as Refreshment Sunday because this is the time that everybody got to break their fast for a day. You know, they could eat all the eggs and cream they wanted. Now, the word Gaudete itself means rejoice. And it comes from an ancient introit, you know, which was a beginning prayer that's normally based on a piece of scripture. And it came from a piece of scripture from Philippians where it starts, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I tell you, rejoice. So Gaudete. Now, here we are, of course, in Advent, and as I have shared with you already, and I will share with you again, Advent has about this much to do with Christmas. It is about us preparing ourselves for that annual celebration of the Nativity of our Lord. But what it is mostly about is us, you know, getting ourselves in the right frame of mind and the right heart to prepare ourselves for the second coming of Christ. As Christ tells us himself and other scriptures that we don't know when that time is going to happen. Now, in today's reading, we have John the Baptist again, who is also telling everybody to prepare, to make straight the paths. And when he talks about making straight the paths, what he is talking about is getting our lives, our thoughts, our hearts in order. You know, when he was sent out there, you had all these people for centuries waiting for the Messiah. And for the most part, I think people probably started just thinking that maybe it wasn't going to happen or else it wasn't a part of the focus of their life. But here John comes along and says, not only is the Messiah coming, he's already here. So get ready. And of course, we know that a lot of the people in Jesus' time had a hard time accepting that this carpenter from Galilee was the Messiah. They were so busy looking for something else. They were wanting some big sign. They were looking for a big warrior king that they did not see the Messiah when he was standing right in front of them. Yet John is warning them that Jesus is already here. Now, in our own lives, we have to remind ourselves that time and time again, to prepare our hearts, to prepare the way of the Lord, to be ready for the return of Christ. Now, we do that in many ways. A lot of it is through our prayers and our worship, our celebration. It's about studying. But also the way we prepare the way of the Lord is by living as Christ and seeing Christ in other people. Now, we've been doing quite a bit of that lately as a parish. And we've been doing quite a bit of that, I think, in your whole history, where you're looking outside of yourself at those who are in the most need. You know, those who are hungry or maybe be struggling with Christmas, making room at the table for those who are lonely, those who may not have family or somebody else in their lives, by reaching out to other people. Now, we're living in a time where it seems a lot of difficulties are going on. And I don't know, you know, it's always one of those things where everybody talks about this being kind of like the worst of time. And I often wonder if it really, one time is worse than the other, or if we just notice it more or they start showing it more. But I have to say, the more I've been turning on television, the more it reminds me about when I was, you know, a kid 5, 6 years old watching the black and white television when we only had the evening news, then it went to the local news. And you saw all these scenes of war, you know, Vietnam was going on then. So we had the scenes of the war, we had the scenes of the riots, we had, you know, we had police and we had National Guards, we had people fighting one another in the streets. And now when I turn on the television or turn on the radio, I see those images more. Of course, it doesn't help that there are umpteen news channels on that play 24 hours a day. And that every time I turn on my computer, they always, you know, whatever page you go on, they're always flashing something about news. And what it tells me is that there is no time like now in which we really need to prepare our hearts, to show other people that Christ is alive and well and in the world around us. It's that time in which we really do have to struggle a little bit harder to see Jesus in our sisters and brothers, especially with those who give us the most difficulty. And it is important at this time for us to do our best to live as Christ in the world, to reach out that hand in friendship, to forgive those who may, you know, sin against us. But most important, to leave other people know that hope is still here, that hope resides in the world. And I know it's not always easy. You know, if it was easy, we wouldn't need church. We wouldn't need one another. You know, when I talk about church, I'm not just talking about this nice little building we got here. I'm talking about what the Greeks would have called the ecclesia, the gathering. If it was easy, we probably wouldn't need one another. But the wonderful thing is, we do have one another. To lift each other up, to demonstrate what it means to be Christ, to hold each other up when we're, you know, having a hard time with it. Now, as I said, the world seems to be a lot going on right now. But like these candles that we light each week at Advent, you know, to symbolize Christ, I'm hoping and praying that every day of your life, you're bringing a little bit of that light back out in the world in which you live, to leave Christ shine outside of these rooms, to leave other people know that Christ is here. He's waiting for us. And most important of all, to leave people know that it is a time to rejoice, that gaudete, realizing that even with all that is wrong in the world, we are still being called to rejoice, knowing that Christ is with us. So my brothers and sisters, as we continue through the season of Lent, as we are working towards the Feast of the Nativity, as we await the coming of our Lord, I encourage you to do so with great joy and to leave that joy shine out to other people, to leave them know that hope is right here, and to invite them in to your lives, to your church, and to let them know that love can really make a difference.